Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning Sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings at 98KUPD.
It is the Morning Sickness, and, well, it's that time. It is time for the Hot Releases, brought to you by our very own Big Dick Toledo.
I didn't know I was the official sponsor. All right.
Yeah. Well, we are now.
Well, I am now. So... All right, we'll start with the video games, I guess. There's only really one out. There's another one that I guess came to PC, but MXGP 2020.
All right.
Is those motocross? Remember the motocross games we used to get?
Okay, because that was all riddles to me.
Yeah.
When you first said that
MXGP.
Yeah.
So, well, it would riddle to me too. I'm not in that world, but if you're a motocross fan, this is the video game to have. Oh, I got to plug in.
Okay.
Hang on.
Oh, that is a pretty cool track.
So, all major platforms, it's out. But you can make your own tracks, and this is another level of
unbelievable.
Yeah, if you're looking it up right now, look up the MXGP 2020 trailer and just watch this.
That is crazy.
So, it's got all the famous riders that are in it. Track editor. And you can make an altitude. You can change the altitude of your tracks, apparently, too.
Oh, wow.
With jumps and all that.
See, me with these kind of video games, and even some first shooter games to an extent, I literally get motion sickness
watching
these things.
There's too much going on, yeah.
Yeah, when I first get, like, a new Call of Duty or first shooter game, I literally have to, like, take Dramamine before I play for, like, the first couple weeks, and then I finally start getting used to it. But
when I started playing Fallout,
yeah,
it was... But Fallout isn't, like, that kinetic, mm-hmm. but... You have to adjust your controls on it.
Right.
You know how you can adjust it for your play?
Yeah.
So, however the game comes was just too loose. So, like, you'd move the stick and you'd be like,
all
your head
place.
Would be moving. And that was what, like, I'm not a person that gets motion sickness like that. But that time I was, and I had to go online and figure out how to change it.
Oh, man.
Because it didn't occur to me that I was like, I can't play this game.
Yeah, I'm terrible at motion sickness. Even IMAX theaters screw me up. I don't know what it is.
You've never seen a movie in an IMAX?
I have, but there's some scenes like I have to literally close my eyes because it'll and I have to recenter myself. When I went
too
on a cruise,
too much info going on.
Yeah, when I went on a cruise one year, I literally had Dramamine, I had the wristbands, and I had the patches behind my ears.
Isn't that too much?
I don't know, but it seemed to work. I didn't get sick.
For the Oculus is going to get you then.
Is it really?
Yeah, it will a little bit.
I can imagine that.
If any of that stuff affects you.
Oh, yeah, big time.
I was just going to say, so what did I... I had Red Dead 2.
Yep.
And I was stuck in the snow, which is the...
Yes.
For Christmas, Kirby gave me...
Literally 5 minutes into the game.
Right. Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Because I've talked about it
a couple times. Because I told her, I talked to you about it. Yep. And you have really liked Assassin's Creed.
It's awesome.
Not
all of them, but most of them are awesome.
It's still in the package.
Take it back. Let her play.
I have to. That's what I'm saying. I said the only way I can really crack it open and start doing it is for her to join me and basically go through the
steps. Yeah, to teach you. But I haven't even. I've opened my Valhalla, but I'm still. I went back to Fallout 4 a couple of months ago, so I'm still deep. I'm about halfway through that, and I've already finished it once. So,
really?
Yeah. So it's just a fun game to go back and play. So that's been a huge time killer. Talk about pandemic needs.
Yeah.
Video games for me have been it. I've given up, except for this last weekend when I was pissed about the football game.
Right.
Taking care of my lawn.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. Doing my irrigation. There's a sprinkler that needs to be replaced. I have to make sure that my citrus trees are being watered. Beyond that, I've given up on everything.
Yeah. And I broke out the video games here and there, but I'm being a baby and I'm waiting for a PS5. I'm like, when I find one, that's all I'm going to do, but I don't want to turn that 4 on.
Did you ever play Red Dead 2?
Yeah. I didn't finish it, but I got pretty far.
You got out of the snow?
That game. Yes, I got out of the snow.
Yeah.
Who didn't get it? Well, all right, never mind.
Brady,
never mind.
All right, so the other game that's out today is Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
All right.
And this is the complete edition. So all of the DLC is in this, so you can get everything, which is the old school video game, kind of like a 64-bit, I guess.
All right.
I don't know.
So these games are kind of fun, but they burn quick.
Yeah. Is Scott Pilgrim a big thing? I don't... I
I don't know.
Okay, all right.
I still liked the movie, but I don't know about video game wise. I don't think it's that great.
Was he a video game first, or was?
Well, the whole movie is kind of like video game style. Like, yeah. It's basic. It's kind of a mashup of video game and superhero movie.
All right.
So then we go to out on streaming services. Today on Hulu is a show called Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon? It's also known as Danmachi. And this is
going to be anime, right?
This is anime stuff.
Well, you had me at the title. I thought maybe I get Hulu again.
You don't like Kenji characters?
No.
Kanji?
Damn that stuff. What?
Kukotaku. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
A girl is born in...
in a dungeon.
You know what's weird is... So my son, like 2 months ago, told me he's into this kind of stuff.
His anime stuff?
Yeah. Like there's a whole couple of series on Netflix. Like he's burned through them all, but they're like quick, like 10-12 minute episodes. I don't know what it's called, but he's gone through all of them, and he's kind of digging them. And I'm like, what happened to you?
You could watch this because doesn't Lisa watch everything with sub or with the closed captions on it and stuff? So you would actually know what the hell's going on here.
I hate having to read while I'm watching. If I want to read, I'll get a book. I don't have to read the TV. I hate that.
I'm out on anime. Right, I can't stand that.
If you're into that kind of thing, that is out on Hulu, if you're a Hulu subscriber. And then on Netflix, all right, it's going to play again. Let me start. Stop it. On Netflix, Night Stalker, Hunt for a Serial Killer is out.
All right.
It's a little more promising.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that we all find ourselves proud
of the city. L.A. was glamorous. But if you went around to the other side, L.A. could be a very dark place.
I was on the freeway, and here comes somebody speeding, and all of a sudden he just swerves around my car. It's like he's right there, like a moment stop. And he has this horrible big grin.
Documentary, right?
He's missing all these teeth.
I can't remember which serial killer.
Jeez, that guy's mouth is hammered.
That's a serial killer.
There was no doubt about it. This was a pretty sick individual.
A meth mouth.
The so-called night stalker who has terrorized California.
Oh, that was Richard Ramirez.
Yep.
Back in the day, okay.
6 to 8 murders and 25 to 30 attacks.
That looks good.
Someone that will go into a home.
I'm going to check that one out.
They've never done one on Richard Ramirez, or is this a reboot?
I don't know. Reboot.
Yeah, they brought it back. First one was so good, let's do it again. Okay, so that's on Netflix. The biggest release on Amazon today is the new movie One Night in Miami. Now, this chronicles a night in Miami with Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X, Sam Cooke.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
And Jim Brown.
Move mountains without lifting a finger.
Minister Malcolm X.
Good news, the chariot is coming.
And they partied one night together.
Well, they talked about social justice, is supposedly what they could do.
Is this based on a true story?
Yes.
Like it really happened? Okay.
Yep.
All right. I mean, I know the characters are obviously real.
Miami is celebrating. I'm the new heavyweight champion of the world, and I don't even have a scratch on my face.
I think 1968. I think.
Why am I so pretty?
The guys that they got to play these characters.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
I think I'm in on this one.
Yeah. I was made in America,
land of the free, home of the brave. This movement that we are in is called a struggle.
All right, sign me up. I'm in.
We are fighting for our lives.
And I think this one's out now. I think it came out.
I think it is, too.
Or no. It's out Friday. Sorry. Okay. It's out Friday.
And this is on Prime.
This is on Amazon Prime.
Okay, cool.
And it was directed by Regina King, so she's getting a lot of play as far as Oscar buzz for this. Even though
it's definitely looking good.
Yeah. So I think that they released it actually in LA and stuff to get it Oscar buzz for this upcoming season. Even though who knows when the Oscars are ever going to return.
No kidding.
All right. So also now we jump into the music. The soundtrack to the movie is out.
The one I was going to. It's coming out Friday, and I thought that was either Amazon or Net. The Tom Hanks movie. Western.
Yeah, let me.
Was that
News of the World?
Is that Hulu?
News of the World.
Let's find out when that one is out.
I've seen previews for it on whatever the hell I was streaming.
It's out now.
Okay.
It's out now, yeah. Came out on Christmas Day.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
So you can get that on streaming platforms, or if you're brave enough to go to a theater locally here, Harkins are showing it.
All right.
So that's news of the world.
Do we actually have any good music? I mean, I know it's so close to the new year. We're in trouble again,
this
huh?
This is your area, because most of this I'm getting off of your list.
Okay.
Like I said, the soundtrack to One Night in Miami is out. It's got some songs from Sam Cooke, obviously, but it's also got updated artists doing tracks on there as well.
I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, when you're trying to do a
period
piece.
I'll tell you
piece,
who you like that, Leslie Odom doing, Jr.
Doing
he was doing the...
Was he?
That guy can bring it.
The Sam Cooke guy?
I just don't know how I feel about that when they try to do, you know, they're doing a period piece, but they have a new artist singing that song.
You mean like, what's his name, Heath Ledger in Night's Tale, and they were doing We Will Rock You?
Yeah, well, yeah, but I mean... When you
to
got
me,
somebody,
that was kind of out on that one.
Yeah, when you got like Sam Cooke, but somebody else is doing the Sam Cooke song. The movie's about him, but I'm out.
I'm a big Sam Cooke fan.
Oh, I do. So. Well, I love Sam Cooke.
All right, so.
I just like to cook.
To go to off of Brett's list that he gave me here, this is the band Bloody Hammers.
Oh, yeah.
Their album Songs of Unspeakable Terror is out on Napalm Record. And this is Hands of the Ripper.
Oh, this ought to be interesting.
So far, I gotta say, I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's not too bad. That's a chick in the band, too. Uh-oh. A white zombie had a chick, so we can't really hold that.
She played bass, too, right?
Yeah. I think Smashing Pumpkins bass player was a chick, too.
Not what I expected.
No. The imagery and everything, you're expecting some Norwegian death metal or something. Not bad.
Maybe we play Bloody Hammers for the wake-up song tomorrow.
Yeah. I was expecting Cookie Monster vocals.
I was completely expecting that.
All right, I'm going to check that out.
Check that one out. Again, Bloody Hammers is the name of the band. Songs of Unspeakable Terror is the album.
Not bad.
Yeah.
It's got melody. It's got a groove.
I could swing some ball beams to this.
It's kind of like Ghost. Like you see the imagery, and you're like, oh my god, this is going to be brutal, and it's very
surprised
cool, hooky and poppy. Yeah.
Yep. You're surprised it's so melodic. Funny you mentioned Ghost. You see who the suggestion is on YouTube right next to it.
Yeah.
That's Ghost. So they align Ghost with this band.
Nothing wrong with that.
Bloody Hammers. Check that out. This next one from Brett's list is Dragony.
I don't know this one.
I'm not sure what's
it's getting all dragony.
This is Golden Dawn is the name of this track. These guys are, I think I saw from Austria.
Oh, this is going to be some kind of Viking metal or something.
No way.
Vikings were
German.
Austrian.
German
well,
metal.
I mean, but it's going to have that kind of sound.
Is that a bagpipe I hear?
All right, not what I was expecting.
This
again.
Is exactly what I expected.
Oh, is this what you were expecting?
From Dragony? Yes. As the chaos unfolds, they're reaching for you as
yes. Grumbling is burning, reading through the pages. It's educational.
It is, actually. But again, I'm having to read.
Yeah. I don't know. It sounds like a local band to me.
They're singing the tale of King Leopold.
Yeah. So the band is Dragony, Dragon with a Y at the end. The album, I'm going to murder this title, but Viribus Unitas.
Yeah, close enough.
But it is,
should have
really
done
more
that.
Should have.
English, because that's the giant wheel in England, the Ferris wheel.
Oh, okay.
In the background.
Oh, yeah, that is the London wheel.
Yeah.
Maybe they have one in Vienna. We don't know.
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up.
They want world dominance.
They always have. All right, the next one from Brett's hit list here is Frank Iero and the Future Violence. No idea about this band. On the day I was born,
the sky shattered and wailed. How did this make that list?
I don't know. Believe it was something I seen. I'm going to jump ahead.
Please do. Soft sign of farewell. How could you
think I would ever deceive you? I live by the sword and I die by the sword.
It's that Pladio's over.
KG and...
No, this is...
like they're doing a spoof.
It does feel like that. The album is Heaven is a Place. This is a Place. Frank Iero and the Future Violence.
Heaven is not this song.
This is like Bad Danzig.
No, this is... Oh. Next!
Bad Danzig. All right, so the next one. Voodoo Circle, Locked and Loaded. This
now
is our
we're
last
talking.
One.
Yes!
Voodoo Circle. So we'll see how this one goes.
Devil with an Angel Smile.
That's the name of the track. The album is Locked and Loaded. JG band.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Any of those operatic singers.
He's gonna come in rocking.
Oh yeah, buddy. Brother, I love this song. Mixed and mastered by Jacob Hansen. That's not one of the Hansons.
Of course.
Is it?
Oh, I don't know.
apparently he's done Pretty Maids, Bullbeat, and Primal Fear though.
Oh well, alright. Well he's got
a good resume.
Yeah.
Alright.
JG, anything
JG,
on
you in on this circle?
Voodoo what about yeah. Dragony? Did you know Dragony?
He did.
Of course he did.
Of course he did. That's hilarious. All right, so that's all right, we got so. Today. The big hits on here are Night Stalker, Hunt for a Serial Killer, One Night in Miami on Amazon, and then if you liked any of the bands, Bloody Hammers.
I liked Bloody Hammers. I'm going to check that out.
Yep.
So, all right, those are your hot releases, and we'll come back here with the entertainment drill before we get the hell on out of here.
This is bad, 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 bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?